is upon us. The 6/5/6, or maybe it's better, 5/6/14. Does that sound better? More efficient, Jennifer?
It sounds more positive because you're forward slashing.
Yes, forward slashing. We have to, when it comes to slashing, we're here. We're the best of all the slashers. As the sun rises on another day, people are talking about 24.
How was it?
You didn't watch it?
No, I taped it. I had the Kings game last night.
Oh, what are you? What a waste of time. You watched the Kings game instead of watching 24?
Playoffs, and they won. Come on.
Oh, who cares? Nobody cares about that.
I do.
24.
So how was it? I heard it. My mom loved it. She said,
yeah, 24 was, it was, it was 24. That's, you know. What do you think? If those of you who watched 24 last night, 888-302-3684, what did you think? 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Let's see. Who else will be around? Rich will be around. And the Queen of Cheap returns, Miss Fasinelli. So everybody should be around. What'd you think? If you saw 24 last night, did it live up to expectations? Was it enough of the old mixed with the new to keep you for 2 hours riveted? I got home and it was 40 seconds before 8.
Wow, you timed it perfect.
Right, turned it on and watched it and enjoyed it. It was interesting to see Chloe in a different role and to see sort of a Chloe replacement just the way they set it up. But very intriguing. I thought Benjamin Bratt was fine. The guy who is the husband of Kim Raver's character, I didn't like him immediately. Devane has, in essence, become a Reagan in the sense that he has something wrong, a little Alzheimer's that they're dealing with. So it was what was expected and probably a little bit more, maybe because there was so much anticipation.
The critics all gave a great review.
Yeah,
not that that matters a lot. Yeah. It can be good without that, but that's kind of important. That's cool.
Yeah, when you get when you get to the point of doing television report later on, we'll get some ratings. But anyway, that was one of the things that piqued everybody's interest. Let's see what's going on other than that that may be of interest and importance to you. The American Legion would like General Eric Shinseki, who is the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, to step down. The commander of the American Legion, Daniel Dillinger, has criticized General Shinseki, I guess it is, Department of Veterans Affairs, for all the scandals, for the bureaucratic incompetence, for the failed leadership. This is a very interesting op-ed piece yesterday that appeared in the Washington Post. The VA has been dragging its feet in dealing with the backlog of disability claims, modernizing its records. And we know what happened in Phoenix, but apparently, even though maybe that isn't what's going on around the country, various locations, not as bad as what's going on in Phoenix, we all know. You hear this from people that you know who are veterans. And why it is that the administration wouldn't be dealing with this stuff. The other night at the correspondents' dinner, somebody should have put it to the president. Somebody in some way, and he doesn't want to have too many press conferences that limits his exposure to be embarrassed, but somebody needs to be putting these people first. And Shinseki doesn't take anything seriously. He certainly didn't take what was going on in Phoenix seriously. So the 40 veterans who have needlessly died while waiting for attention, just one of the many reasons in my mind for this guy. When I saw the story, I thought, yep, and I don't know why we didn't all think about this before. The allegations, the guy says we take seriously. Okay, so what are you doing about it? It's sitting on your hands. Meanwhile, nothing is happening. The system doesn't change. It's another example of things in this government, in our country, just being too big, too hard to handle. 888-302-3684. Perhaps another example of that. The continuing conversation, Jennifer, about Clayton Lockett. Remember Clayton Lockett from last week?
Remind me.
He was the victim of the badly botched execution.
Right,
now,
right.
Nobody really cares about him. I don't care about him, no. Given the fact that he was convicted and apparently all the pieces fit together. So I'm not worried about him.
Right, no.
But the essence, it isn't the, it's just, it's not about him and what he did. It's kind of like the Supreme Court last week saying the effect of its vote to give people the ability to go to the ballot box, change things as the Constitution allows, at least the state of Michigan Constitution in this circumstance, so it affected affirmative action. But that wasn't what they decided. In this circumstance, the secondary part of this guy not being executed, he's become the poster boy for banning capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.
No moral reasons at all. Not even because innocent people may be put to death, but rather because executions are subject to horrendous failures because of administrative gobbledygook and BS. What kind of common sense does it take to figure if dogs and cats and other animals are being put to sleep without any real trouble? You see it
every day, multiple times.
So why can't we put a human being to sleep the same way? So society is now, in our country, insisting that executions, even though they are spectacles, they must be handled the quickest way possible for the person to die quietly. We have moved away from executions which were horrible, like shooting you,
mm-hmm.
hanging you, electrocuting you, because those were deterrents. And that may be why it is that there is no effective deterrence. Or, as a kid, I remember hearing stories about various executions in the electric chair. I think, oh, my God.
Yeah, it sounded awful.
You hear
they
people
do not want to commit crime.
Frying like a piece of bacon in a chair. Who wants, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be bad.
Right.
But when you put somebody gently to sleep, you don't have, there's no deterrence. So the anti-death penalty organizations are going bananas. They are beginning to publish the well-documented information that they have of the horrors of a number of recently botched executions using these drugs. Why not just give somebody a pill? Why not just take a pill?
Yeah, like they do in the spy flicks, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you see the foam coming out of their mouth.
Human condition, though, I think would make you fight. I mean, that's what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with people's will to want to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Death with dignity. Huh. That's kind of a joke, isn't it? 888-302-3684. Okay, Mother's Day is Monday. No, it isn't. It's Monday is Sunday.
It's Monday. Monday. Close Monday. Enough.
Mother's, let's try that one again. Take two on sentence number 13 of the program so far. It is Mother's Day weekend coming upon us. And as that is the case, don't you want your mother to enjoy a wonderful day and maybe get something to her ahead of time so that she can revel in her wonderfulness more than just on Sunday? The effective call to berries.com at 866-FRUIT-02 to order the berries that I've been describing for the past week. Big, juicy, mouth-watering berries dipped in white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, topped with all kinds of goodies, the decorations, the taste, they are beyond wonderful. Yesterday, I think I was in the grateful department. When it came to being grateful, I was grateful that I found Sherry's Berries. Post what you're grateful for on our Facebook page or your own. We'll share it, facebook.com/good day. Grateful yesterday I was, as Yoda would put it, for Sherry's Berries. When you go to berries.com for your Mother's Day gift, you'll find if you click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and use my code good day, you'll get Sherry's Berries at a 40% savings, and then you want to send two boxes, it's $10 more for the second box, plus shipping. So send these wonderful, huge, tasty, mouth-watering berries by dialing 866-FRUIT-02 or going to berries.com. berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in good day. Berries.com. Yum.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. As you've heard me say before, after you eat anything but Sherry's Berries, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, suggestion is take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from the feeling of gut burn to gut good Gutsy Chewies. If you're interested in more info, GutsyProducts.com be a good place for you to start. Interesting information for those of us in the Northeast, but maybe this will set a tone. Maybe this is government good. You know, I'm talking about gutsy good. What is it called? Gutsy, gut good. This is government good.
All right, I'll
maybe
be the judge of that. Let's hear it.
Government is going to create a regional gasoline reserve in the Northeast this summer as part of an ongoing effort by the administration to learn from the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy, prepare for other storms like it in the future. The reserve will store a total of 1 million barrels of gasoline in New York Harbor, and in Boston Harbor will be the first strategic reserve to store ready to pump gasoline as opposed to unrefined crude oil. So I'm thinking of 24.
Why? Is that part of the...
No. I mean, you put 1 million gallons of gasoline
up,
on
right?
a tanker sitting on... I'm just thinking. Just thinking!
Possibly
is it a good idea?
Line. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a good idea? 888-302-3684. The new reserve expected to be online sometime this fall. The administration says it will play a vital role in making sure the Northeast is ready for any of these big storms. Because the gasoline shortage, I remember after Sandy, was kind of difficult. But one wonders how much red tape is because this administration is great at building bureaucracy. How much are we building here to protect the... They can't just let that stuff sit out there. Somebody will either steal it or blow it up or something like that. That's the way the world is today. Is anybody thinking about that? One wonders. So it's a good idea, but... Right? Is that maybe how it is? 888-303 Doug. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
She's what?
She is so good.
This is horrible.
I think maybe you need to watch it.
You think this is good?
Yeah, she blows the roof off.
I don't want to have somebody blow the roof off.
Good.
I want to hear somebody singing that can get into it. I don't feel that she's into this. I don't want to listen to all this yelling and screaming. Crank it up, Michael. Let's listen to this part of it. You know what I'm going to do, Michael? From now on, when we see a song that is taken from a pop song, I want to compare the original pop song to what's coming. This is from last night's Voice, by the way, which was on at the same time as 24 and probably didn't get any rate. Probably three people watched it. At any rate, that's Sassandra Lewis with River Deep Mountain High, which was done originally by Tina Turner, was it not? Ike and Tina Turner?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so at any rate.
She's a modern-day Tina Turner, for sure.
Is she, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not according to my ear. Maybe to yours. That's what makes the world go round. We all have different
tastes. I think it's different. You have to watch the show a couple of times.
Nah. I don't even like watching Dancing with the Stars.
It's so disagreeable.
This is like,
nah.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like it.
I don't. And if your father were here, he'd be just as disagreeable.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do. I know. I've got it. I hear it.
You know it all.
I know it all. 888-302. I don't like people that call and talk about that. Last night.
I do.
On the, so call and talk to Jennifer then.
Aw.
Okay. Last night's late night monologues, starting with Conan O'Brien, then Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. I don't know. Where's Letterman off this week? Or just not?
Maybe they should fire him.
Yeah, right. It's time to fire him. Let's be disagreeable about that. Conan joking about Chinese eating habits to get us started.
China, this is where it's crazy. China has reportedly outlawed the consumption of endangered animal products, including tiger penis. They've outlawed tiger penis. That's true. This is great news for Chinese children who are tired of being told they can't have dessert until they finish their tiger penis. I'm not going to mind eating that.
This was weird. On Saturday, Chris Christie tweeted that he had a colonoscopy just hours before he went to the White House correspondents' dinner. Yeah, that's what you want to see at a dinner. Chris Christie, after he wasn't able to eat for 24 hours, like, good God, Kong has escaped! Hit him with a tranquilizer! He got the airplane!
This is cool. This is cool music news. Adele posted a cryptic tweet today that hints about a possible album release in the coming months. And in anticipation of the album, women everywhere have already started crying. The album is good news for Adele fans, bad news for her boyfriend. Gotta figure he takes some hits when a new album comes out.
All right.
Tough night for comedy when Seth wins that one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking about going to see the other woman. That's the name of that. Isn't that the Cameron Diaz movie?
Mm-hmm.
And what a chick flick that is. And thinking about Adele and how her music is aimed at chicks as well.
Isn't it?
I forget whether you're an Adele fan or not.
Yeah, oh yeah, I like her.
Yeah. All right, I know you're a fan of George Clooney's.
Yes, I am.
So you'll be interested to know that Matt Damon isn't surprised by Clooney's engagement. Anybody who has met Amal isn't surprised. This is...
Oh, I'm so sick of this. Wow, wow, wow.
Right, because you didn't get there first, is that it?
Yep, that's exactly
Amal,
what it is. Bitter party of one.
Doolin. anyway, he was talking to me. He says we're all excited for him, and so it's...
Can you imagine how fun his wedding will be?
Yeah, it'll be a lot of interesting people that will show up there, right?
I think so.
I don't know that you and I will get invited, but that'd
be
important.
You know what, we should crash it.
28 after the hour.
This is your Both Sides Minute today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, what do you think of Ralph Nader's book about a left-right convergence?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. What do you think of Ralph Nader's new book called Unstoppable about a left-right convergence on such issues as the NSA, prisons, corporate welfare?
It is an interesting book and comes at a time where I think there's an underlying current that people miss between the Occupy movement and the Tea Party movement, where both sides, while they may disagree on process and outcomes, agree that basically the way Washington works now is you have very rich people of the left or the right go to Washington, D.C., pad the coffers in Washington to carve out loopholes for themselves to benefit themselves against competition, whether in the tax code or the regulatory structure. I'm hearing more and more people on the left and the right, myself included, saying, you know, we should be forcing banks to capitalize themselves at a higher level.
I agree that this is a very provocative and interesting book, but isn't it arguably a worse climate for these kinds of left-right partnerships because we have one of our political parties, the Republicans, that is moving into a pre-New Deal state of mind. So in the post-New Deal era, you had Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush. They all supported things like the minimum wage, you know, the basic social contract of the New Deal.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Talking this morning about the High Court, several things came before them. Not yesterday. It isn't like somebody walks through the door and says, how about you hear this argument? These things go on for months and months and months. So, I'm doing my Conan impression. So,
yes, bye.
The majority of the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a town in upstate New York that fought back against a challenge regarding prayers at the beginning of public board meetings. 5-4 decision, a loss for Linda Stevens and Susan Galloway. Miss Stevens is an atheist and Miss Galloway is Jewish. They filed suit against the town of Greece, New York, arguing that they felt coerced to participate in prayers, which are predominantly Christian, delivered by volunteers chosen by local town officials. Although a federal appeals court ruled the town's practice violated the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote for the majority, rejecting that notion, saying that prayer has been non-sectarian there, but it doesn't have to be. The essence of what went on in this little town is what goes on in little towns all over the country. Not saying it's right, and even if the Supreme Court says it's right, that answers the issue or speaks to the issue, but doesn't really fix the problem, nor does it address the question of common sense, and maybe even common decency, or why it is that you feel like you must, you hear a lot of these conversations about taking God out of the schools mm-hmm. when you do the Pledge of Allegiance. I find that those arguments are moderately specious because you don't have to say, if you're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, you don't want to say under God.
Stand
don't
and be
say
respectful.
Don't
yeah.
re-say the whole thing and just don't say under God.
Right.
For those who do want to say it. But in the cases of prayers, I know as a town meeting member here in my town of Framingham, we don't do that, and I don't remember any of the public boards that I've been involved with ever doing it. The smaller the town, the more likely it is this sort of thing happens. It wouldn't happen in Los Angeles. It wouldn't happen in Boston or Chicago.
No, because there's more of a war on Christianity in the big cities.
Well, is that what it is?
I think so.
Nah.
You don't think?
No, I don't. No, I
you don't
just
feel like there's a war on Christianity?
No, I think there's
a war. Or on religious thinking, I guess?
I think, well, that's been brought about by most of the people and their activities bringing that stuff on themselves in terms of whether it's the attitude that has come from the people, and I don't mean this to sound like a general statement because that's always dangerous. There are some who wear the mantle of being Christians, who are as prejudiced as those who don't like
Jews.
Oh,
absolutely.
There's a lot of prejudice in religion.
I just think in popular culture, you see a trend either making fun of people who have a Christian lifestyle. I mean, it just seems
that
way.
Well, but they've brought that about on themselves
in
many
culture.
Circumstances.
Not everybody.
Pop culture, I didn't say every. I said in many circumstances, this becomes a sticky wicket. Because it really gets to the heart and soul of people and their emotions, credibility, what our passions are. People live in fear of all kinds of things. Religion addresses that and oftentimes equates to or adds to the fear-based thinking. And they have all of these various things. I'm right, you're wrong. It's all a crock. It has nothing to do with God. It has to do with control. It's like the Republicans don't like the Democrats. It's the same kind of stuff. When do we figure that it's time for us to have tolerance and get along and therefore get things done? I have no problem with people having a moment. I remember talking about this when I was a teacher because there was a big do in the 70s about prayer in the classroom. I remember seeing a Bible on the desks of most teachers that I was around when I was in elementary school. It didn't affect me one way or another. I didn't have a strong feeling about it because I didn't have, I guess I didn't feel like I had the need to tell everybody that I was, in this particular case, a Protestant, and I went to church, and this is the beliefs. We even had, you did too, I remember on Mondays, we'd have an hour for religious education. Mm-hmm. School would close down at 1 o'clock or 1:30, and we'd go to another place, a church, someplace where there is religious ed being taught.
Part of public school.
As a part of the public school experience. And that stopped. And there are just, it is really sort of, I guess, an acknowledgement, Jennifer, of where our society is today, and we have this melting pot, supposedly mosaic, whatever it is that you want to call it, that doesn't really work anymore, frankly. Our system of government doesn't work. Too many people here. Democracy doesn't work when there are huge numbers of people. It needs to be more of an autocratic system in order to address or to be able to get to the heart and soul of matters that are important. And I just think that these sorts of things don't fix anything because somebody is going to resent. I'm talking about a lot of people. Here's another. Listen to this one. Yesterday also the announcement was made that the Supreme Court turned away a case about whether the Second Amendment guarantees a right to carry guns in public for self-defense. The justices gave no reason for it. But the case itself, if it had been heard, would have required the court to address a question that it left open about 5-6 years ago in a battle, Second Amendment, whether it protected an individual's right to keep guns for the self-defense of the people in a home, kind of like the Oscar Pistorius case. Right. Remember, the case involved a New Jersey law that required people seeking licenses to carry guns in public to demonstrate a justifiable need. That is, when you walk down the street in Newark, New Jersey, and you feel like you're being somehow or other a danger there, you get out your gun and you shoot somebody. That didn't work.
Which you'd be doing all the time in Newark, New Jersey, by the way.
Maybe. All right, so anyway, food for thought. Let's see, what else do we have here? A couple of things for Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment. The MERS virus and what that's all about. Plus, a polio virus reemerges, so the World Health Organization has declared an emergency. So we'll talk to Dr. Ron. You get a little bit more information about the MERS virus and whether or not the news media, yes, is making it very difficult to take this seriously, like it was the end of the world. Coming up, Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
Here's today's Health News Minute. MS experts in the MS community are coming together in your area for a special free event sponsored by Genzyme for people living with relapsing forms of MS and their care partners. Attendees will share experiences, learn about resources in the community, participate in workshops about relationships, communication, and technology, and learn about a once-daily treatment option. Local MS patient advocate Kelly Callahan-White shares her story.
I know firsthand how MS can affect a person's daily life. It can really be an up-and-down experience. That's why I encourage anyone with MS and their loved ones to connect with others in the community and learn about ways to help manage MS and available treatments. I currently take Abagio, which is a once daily pill that helps me keep my MS under control. I will be sharing my journey and I'm really looking forward to connecting with the community.
To register for the free event or to learn more, visit onedayforeveryday.com or call 866-703-6293.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, now at 15 minutes before the hour. Jennifer and Ken and I have Dr. Ronald Hoffman with us from the Hoffman Center. Intelligent medicine is what he practices, has a great newsletter you can get at drhoffman.com, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. The first item of interest this week, Dr. Ron, is the discussion about the polio virus reemerging. The World Health Organization has declared an emergency. Is this one of those things, and we talk about the MERS virus as well, is this just one of those things that's being overplayed, or is there a real danger here?
Well, the problem is you never know, because many of these things have been sort of false alarms. People have become complacent because we've had the SARS epidemic in the past, and we've had other emergent viruses, Ebola and so on, and they become contained. This appears to be something which, if we're not vigilant, could get out of control. It's something that's happening primarily in the Middle East, although a traveler recently came from the Middle East, I believe he was a health practitioner, ended up in Indiana in a hospital, and luckily they had a test kit that could test him for this rare virus, because they've been distributing it. They're getting ready for this to jump over into the United States. The guy's getting better, presumably a guy, we don't know if it's a guy or a girl, it's anonymous now, going home, survived, but there's a 30% death rate with this.
All right, so we jumped from the polio vaccine, the polio virus, which is where I started, and I did suggest I wanted to go into the MERS thing, but you went to the MERS thing first. So let's explore that a little bit more. MERS stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. And as you suggested, there's one fellow that come back to America from the Middle East. What actually is this? If you have it, what are your symptoms?
Well, this is a coronavirus, and coronaviruses are actually responsible for the vast majority of colds that we experience. It's cough, nasal congestion, something akin to a severe flu or respiratory infection. But for some reason, this is ending up killing people at the rate of about 30%. Other people recover naturally, and it's not clear what separates the people who respond well to the people who get 4-plus sick. And we don't have any vaccine. We don't have any specific cures. Mostly it's just supportive therapy. Put people in the hospital, give them IV fluids, Tylenol, and so on. And we don't have that much that we can do as it uses a weapon against it.
I'm looking at pictures the news media on Friday. I love to put up screens or slides of this kind of a cellular structure and that kind of a cellular structure, like people are going to be able to look at it and say, okay, that looks like a porcupine. This looks like the outside of a walnut husk, you know, stuff like that, without really understanding how to avoid it, which is probably the most important part of the discussion. If you have a healthy immune system and you're exposed to this, it isn't going to have any more impact on you than if you are exposed to a cold virus or pretty much anything else. Am I on the same and right page with you?
Well, absolutely. You know, I think that good immunity can help us avoid the consequences of serious pathogens. However, it's not clear that people who have normal immune systems won't have potentially worse response. You know, if you have a weak immune system, you might have a weak response to the presence of a virus. A very strong immune system might have a very robust response. Hence, you could get sicker. So, you know, clearly I'm a big believer in getting enough sleep and taking the right nutrients, better diet, reducing stress, taking extra vitamin D and so on, vitamin C. But it's not clear that that's going to be a bulwark against this. So we need to do more investigation.
So how is it when you get right down to it, this thing develops? Where does a new virus in general, a new bacterial war, shall we say, being fought? Bacteria and viruses are different, but yet they seem to be emerging here and there. How do they develop? Where does this thing come from?
Well, from time immemorial, the reservoir for new viruses has been animals. And as humans get in more and more into proximity with domesticated animals or push into the jungle, for example, as is the case with Ebola, we come into contact with wild animals like chimpanzees and gorillas and bats, or we come in contact with domesticated animals. In this case, it's thought it may be the camel that is the source of this in the Middle East, but that's not even clear because bats may be implicated. So, Lyme disease, for example. We're pushing our suburbs into the forests around the Northeast, and deer who are infested with this virus, with actually not this virus, but a different kind of organism, these emerge into the human population, and it's been happening since the beginning of time.
I have had pulled two ticks off of me already this season on the farm, and I don't know whether it's because it's so wet or whatever, but they're very unpleasant. Dr. Ron Hoffman, check out his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Now, Doug and Ken and you with our Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is here. First, we'll be discussing a leak that indicates that Apple might be getting into the wearable tech industry, headphones, that kind of thing. this is going to be kind of cool, actually. The headphones that they're building will have blood pressure and heart rate monitors.
Who wants to know that when you're listening to them. Talk radio? Ding, 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 ding.
Or some of those horrible people that are performing on The Voice or American Idol.
Maybe.
Or when you're excited, you may be listening to the audio and watching 24 on an iPad, well, whatever. Shelley's going to explain how it works. Maybe it'll be good for you, maybe good for medicine. Who knows? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Share fresh-picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails. Savor our seared ahi tuna with wasabi guacamole, featuring lime-caught South Pacific tuna, or a vine-ripened heirloom tomato salad. And for dessert, enjoy our light and delicate ginger panna cotta with fresh strawberries. This Mother's Day, simply purchase $50 in gift cards for Mom and receive a $10 bonus card. Available at your local P.F. Chang's or online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight, use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel, use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package, you get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Apple has yet to enter the wearables market, but it looks like the time is near. A recent leak out of Cupertino says Apple's next set of EarPods, the headphones that come with every new iPhone, will feature sensors that measure your heart rate and blood pressure. The headphones will also use Apple's iBeacon system and will let you locate them if you can't remember where you last left them. The leak also says these headphones will need a little more juice and will require you to plug them into the iPhone's Lightning connector as well. As all things with Apple, unannounced products products have no release date or timetable, but these new headphones will likely see the light of day sometime this fall alongside the launch of the next iPhone. Around that time, we should also see iOS 8, the newest version of Apple's mobile operating system. iOS 8 is expected to have a health app that will help you track your fitness and quantify your life, making these headphones a perfect wearable accessory. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so under the circumstances, we have... Oh, I'm supposed to do Afrin. That's right. Thank you very much, Michael, for reminding me.
Afrin. Yeah.
No drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds. Keeps working for 12 hours. Please use it as directed.
Yeah.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from UK writer and director Gary Turkett's, his original spoken poem about social media and how we all need to put down our smartphones. Listen up.
I have 422 friends, yet I'm lonely. I speak to all of them every day, yet none of them really know me. The problem I have sits in the spaces between, looking into their eyes or at a name on a screen. I took a step back and opened my eyes. I looked around and realised that this media we call social is anything but. When we open our computers and it's our doors we shut. All this technology we have is just an illusion. Community, companionship, a sense of inclusion. Yet
yeah.
When you step away...
What happens when we're using social media? So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you which of the following takes up most of your time on an average day. A, interacting with people in person. B, talking on the phone. C, texting, emailing, or doing other things on your smartphone. D, email and social media on your computer. E, watching television. Or F, I tend to spend most of my time doing two or more of these things at the same time. Man, you talk about having ADD, right? So help yourself to our poll at DougStephan.com.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.